the National Gallery in Prague received almost 500,000 visitors last year, and a new proposal by the gallery's director to open doors for free could see that number go through the roof. He wants a budget increase to make that possible, though the Culture Ministry is not in favour. But could a change of government increase the chances of free admission of the National Gallery? Linda Mashtalich reports.
National Gallery Director Milan Knížák has come up with a novel proposal to allow Czechs and visitors to visit all of its permanent exhibitions for free starting in 2007. But that would mean extra funding from the Ministry of Culture, which is not in favor. I asked Mr. Knížák why the gallery is proposing that admission fees be cancelled.
Because it's good for people at first, and second, it's not much expensive. It's not like big question of money. It's about 10 million a year more from the state. It's, you know, it's a good money, but in when we compare it with the budget we get from the state, it's a really very small amount. And therefore, we would like to open all the permanent installations, permanent exhibitions for the crowd, because people love to come and we would love to show what we have.
Do you have a sense that people are not coming to the gallery as often as they would if it were less expensive? Or what's behind this here? Are we trying to be the same as galleries in Britain and Sweden or even the United States? Or what's the impetus?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons is that it's very common, for instance, in Tate Modern. And second, people are coming to the gallery. We have more visitors than, for instance, National Museum. We are really and getting always more and more. But we would like to open gallery for all the classes, even because we know there are many older people. They come at 3 days because we have 1 day in a month. It's in the afternoon open for free, and many, many people are coming. And we have a feeling that when we will open all these permanent installations, which is about 70-80% of the gallery for a crowd, that we will really help people to get in touch with the treasures we are showing in the gallery.
Meanwhile, the Czech daily Pravo reports that the Ministry of Culture has rejected the proposal, stating that such a move would damage other institutions subsidized by the ministry. But would it really be too expensive for the Ministry of Culture to finance the National Gallery's proposal? Milan Knížák again.
We have the budget for the whole year. We have about 300 million. We get from the state 210 million a year. If we will get about 10 million more, which is about 5% of the budget, then if we will manage everything. It's not. Maybe it's a political matter. Maybe it's the reason is that the Minister of Culture, it's not too friendly to National Gallery. You know, et cetera, et cetera. There may be some political matters, but we know it's a right step, and we try as hard as possible to talk to possible new minister, possible new government, because it's not a question of money.
With the possibility of changes at the Ministry of Culture, whenever a new government is formed, a new administration might look upon Mr. Knížák's proposal more favorably.
Linda Mashtalich with that report.